Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, the mayor, Drew Hastings, plus book titles, Truck Stops, and Donnie Baker. Right after this.
Nobody cares about the music business. Nobody sounds like they're telling the truth or when they're talking about it. I don't want to talk about it. I like to talk about chicks and cars and partying hard. I like chicks and cars and partying hard. Say what you want about old Bo Cephas. He may be crazy, but he's laughing all the way to the bank and Schmidt. Old Bo Cephas, he got all kinds of hits. He's always singing about chicks and cars and partying hard. They like chicks and cars and partying hard. Hey, pretty boy. And y'all say, hey, pretty boy. And I say, go back to Franklin. Go back to Franklin. Hey, pretty boy.
Hey, pretty boy.
Go back to Franklin.
Go back to Franklin.
Nobody here wants to talk about publishing. I didn't come down here to make connections. I come down here to get my big old baby drunk and take her home. It makes her horny when I play her the Stones. They're always singing about chicks and cars and partying hard. We like chicks and cars and partying hard. Hey, pretty boy.
Hey, pretty boy. Oh,
thank you. Love it, Franklin.
Go back to Franklin.
Hey, pretty boy.
Hey, pretty boy.
Go back to Franklin.
Go back to Franklin.
Nobody around here gives a damn about distribution. Oh.
We sounded great.
Yeah.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh has two giant black swooshes under his eyes. These are, Jess, what do you call them again?
These are activated charcoal eye masks that Josh is wearing.
And there is some sort of medicinal tingling.
Reduce the puffiness.
Oh, I'm the only one that still has them on.
Yeah, mine, I couldn't wear my glasses.
Everyone else pretty much hated them, so they took them off.
I didn't hate them. I love them. I just
very soothing. You get refreshing. I still feel a tingling.
Very, very nice.
I don't believe you tried one on.
You did not.
I did not.
You're next.
I'm trying to keep the... keep the noise down in here.
Because we're doing radio. We don't want any noise.
We don't want it. Yeah, we'll actually, just all sit
just
here.
The opposite. So we're trying to discuss things with our guest, comedian Drew Hastings.
And
brand new dad.
Brand new dad. And I got to tell you, I feel I'm getting a little antsy in here because I don't know about you. You've all had newborns, most of you. And I'm at a point where if I leave, like to go to the mayor's office or to be here this morning, all of a sudden I start hearing in my head, and the cat's in the cradle. And
on a loop.
And I'm like, oh, God, I got to go home. There I'm here. Here I am. And then I go out to get milk, and the cat's in the cradle. Yeah.
Well, you're not going to be mayor in a couple of months.
Yeah.
So you'll have some extra time. Yeah. I know you're working on a couple of books. You're also going to be doing a couple shows, but then the big tour coming in the spring.
Yep.
And the book, we have some suggestions for book titles, by the way.
Oh.
Although I think your title is, you want to give your title again?
Well, Party of One. I was thinking like maybe you'd see picture of Republican with like a line over it and then a picture of Democrat line over it and then Party of One.
And then a picture of Stalin.
No. could be. No, just a picture of me, you know, looking my kind of offbeat self, you know, which would make sense for the picture, though.
Okay, very good. I think that's a great title. Some listeners have submitted some others.
Oh, perfect.
That are aware of your history. Here's one. Fur trapper, polo player, stand-up comedian, mayor, dad.
Oh.
That might be a nice tagline. These are all things that you've
done.
Okay. I don't even get Moby Drew. I don't get that one.
Oh,
the great
Moby
white whale.
Drew.
I don't like that. Here's one. This is a line of yours, I believe. Mommy loves me because the card says so.
That's right.
That's more of a
chapter. Who would remember that? What listener would remember
that's,
that?
I guess,
I remember
I think
that.
That's my mother. That's a chapter title, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I remember something your mother said to you. It was, you'll get unconditional love when you've earned it.
That's right. That was my mother. In fact, my mother will be coming up to see the baby soon. I'm not sure if she's taking Delta or the broom, but what are I don't have a one-liner. I save it for the air. That's what I do.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Donnie, how are you?
Is the mayor still in there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, are you the dick putting in all these roundabouts? I swear to God, man, I miss four-way stops. People claim, oh, traffic gets backed up. Well, it gives us time to sober up. I'm confused about roundabouts.
I love the roundabouts.
We have
I'll
one.
I'll tell you something else I'm confused about, too, is this new Terminator movie.
Why?
I don't get it. How's come a Terminator's an old man now? It's unchristian. Ain't the Terminator supposed to be ageless like Cyclops or something?
I think you mean Cyborg, Donnie. He's like a robot.
Well, whatever, Tom. Dumbass. The Terminators are robots, my point. Robots don't age that way.
Right.
They might rust a little, like a barbecue grill or my Uncle Sonny's El Camino.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, without a carport, the Terminator will rust, but it ain't going to get old. It don't make sense.
Yeah.
Robots and superheroes never get old. They're like turtles that way. I mean, I ain't never seen a movie where Wonder Woman's going through menopause or Superman's popping boner pills to keep his cape in the air. I swear to God. That'd be weird here in Lois Lane. Say, oh, you're just like Clark Kent. He can't keep it up neither.
You know? Nice.
When Superman gets old, his kryptonite ain't going to be some bionic rock. It'll probably be his blood pressure or high cholesterol. And speaking of movies, have you seen that Gemini Man yet?
No.
I'd like to see that. That's a movie Will Smith gets real old, meets himself when he's young. You guys remember Will Smith?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
He was in that show Fresh Prince of Buenos Aires. Well, I think the first thing old Fresh Prince should ask his young self is, hey, did you ever finally kill that douche canoe Carlton? Swear to God.
Harsh.
I hate that dance. Anyways, I know the one movie I don't want to see is the Addams Family.
I know, really?
The mayor agrees with this. Well, who wants to watch a movie, Christy, about a couple dead presidents? You know,
we have to study
that stuff in the library. Over. Same reason I never watched the Jeffersons. I respect The Office, man.
Do you?
Mm. Yep. Well, I wouldn't even let Patty Ferguson shave her pubes during the Bush administration. Separation of church and state.
That's right.
Growing out, Wheezy. I gotta go.
Bye, Tony.
Oh, he's so
confused about the Jefferson.
Oh, he is so.
Yeah, confused about
mentioning the Bush administration.
Yeah.
I like that. That's an interesting concept that they rust. They don't age.
Yeah. We were talking about that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we got windbagged.
How do they justify
the coverings and actual organic skin?
Right, yeah. So it can age and grow hair.
It's also a movie.
Yeah.
But he's still a robot who's decided to retire to cabin near a lake. I thought that was funny, too.
Robots like to fish?
Apparently.
Maybe.
I'm the only one.
Have you noticed that the Rocky steps are getting some competition from the steps in the Joker, in the movie The Joker?
Oh,
Joker.
No kidding.
Yeah, apparently that's become...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, in the movie Joker...
There's a scene in the Joker where he finally becomes the Joker and he dances up and down.
It's on the poster. Steps. They've become sort of iconic.
Yeah,
those steps have become...
Between the two buildings on Shakespeare Avenue, about a half mile from Yankee Stadium, apparently residents who use the steps are now being joined by flocks of tourists trying to recreate the scene from the movie Joker.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How come people aren't still going up and down the Exorcist steps? That's the ones I always like.
Yeah. Nobody's throwing themselves down those.
Yeah,
anymore.
Remember those? Those are Georgetown, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that a wheelchair thing?
Huh? No, but it
what's the wheelchair stairway?
Didn't the priest go down the stairs?
Yeah, he jumps out the window and goes right down them. Yeah.
What's the wheelchair down the stairs? What movie is
that? Nordberg and the Naked Gun.
No.
No, that's...
Whatever happened to Baby James?
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Bette Davis and Joan Crawford.
Let's not forget that Nordberg did go down the stairs.
Yes, at Dodger Stadium. Yes. Let's not forget Nordberg is O.J. Simpson, okay?
Well, he wasn't that O.J. then.
And as Jess has said, here's sexy O.J. Simpson's sexy voice.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon,
only that smile.
You'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. Uh-huh. This should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do.
Jesus
Christ. All I said was, it's too bad he's a murderer because he has a very nice speaking voice.
Oh, well, you're one of those women that write to prison. Oh, marry me.
Yeah. That's exactly what I said.
This, is it Bundy with an E or a Y?
Yeah, she dear likes night crazy, stuff. All right. Yeah.
Tom, have you heard that, I guess, Bundy's ex and now daughter are going to be giving an exclusive interview?
No.
So they're actually coming out, coming up here. Somebody must have offered them. First off, they must have gone to somebody because nobody really knew who they were.
Right.
Right.
And said,
what
hey.
What are they going to say?
I guess, you know, what life is like knowing who their father was and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's rather grisly. And,
okay.
But I'm sure there's a nice paycheck.
All right.
So. Yikes. How old would the daughter be now?
Not sure.
Take a stab at it.
are Lee Harvey Oswald's girls, do they?
You never hear about them either, do you?
Yeah, they're all.
I bet they changed their name.
And have you heard that there is another child? You heard about this?
Of Lee Harvey's?
Apparently his side piece gave birth.
Oh, no kidding.
Sometime in 64.
Really?
Yeah, that's
his jump off?
His jump off, of course, yeah. That's a rumor.
Do you hear Oswald Rabbit's coming back? They
really?
The cartoon? I think Disney bought it or something, yeah.
They're going to keep the name?
I think so. Look for a cartoon near you.
I thought the name Oswald went out of fashion there after that.
I'm Oswald Rabbit!
Okay.
Three shots, everyone knows.
All right, Christy, back to you.
A man was injured in a golf cart crash at a Maryland nudist resort. According to Ann Arundel County Fire spokesman Eric Crowmeyer, the man crashed into a tree Saturday afternoon, causing the cart to overturn. He called 911 from a building at the Maryland Health Society where he was either visiting or staying. Crowmeyer told the Capitol that the man suffered serious injuries and was taken to a trauma center in Baltimore.
Mm.
By the way, they added he was not wearing a helmet.
Of course he wasn't. He was naked.
Yeah.
That'd be a great
was
look.
He naked or driving through looking at the naked?
Right. This is like an 80s comedy where he's in the golf cart. And
all of a sudden,
he sees a naked woman. He fears it.
Sounds like Benny Hill.
So that'll make it clear if he was naked at the time.
No.
It does not.
Because anytime you're in an accident with your junk out, that's...
Boy, oh boy.
Speaking of that, have you ever been on a long trip? I've never driven naked, never, under any circumstances.
Sure, sure.
But have you ever had to urinate so bad that you try when you're sitting to pull it out and pee in a cup?
Sure, not that easy.
It's almost impossible.
Yeah,
almost impossible. It is almost impossible.
That's why a lot of the truckers carry wide mouth jars, like a Gatorade or something that they can...
Huh. You know, well, it's not that.
It makes the target a little bit bigger.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And, and deeper.
Yeah.
There's another issue, though. When you think you're done, when you're sitting. And deeper, of course. For you, Tom.
Of course. He just slops the hog over the rim. And
bottoms out in a 2-liter bottle. Sure.
Yeah. We all know
just
it.
Just right out the window.
A lot of displacement.
You just hang it out the window?
Yeah. You just throw it over your shoulder out the window side. Man, he never misses a chance.
Roll up your windows back there. I got to go.
I would think with all of the years you spent on the road as a comedian, Drew Hastings, you would have developed a method for this.
No.
Do you sometimes just pull over and go on the side of the freeway?
No, I don't do that. I usually wait. I prefer there are certain places I love. I love Love's truck stop. And I'll tell you why I like Love's.
Okay.
You go in and in the bathroom right there on the wall is a little placard where the people who clean it initial it every hour where they've cleaned and sanitized every
Love
every
that.
Stall. Mm-hmm. And that's where I go in the stall and then I do my writing in there on the wall, I mean.
My writing. Here I sit, broken up. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's
for yours. A good time.
Yeah.
Okay. So we don't know if the guy in the nudist colony was...
I would assume he was naked.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's much funnier if he's
naked. It doesn't say whether...
Well, sure.
Injuries when your junk is out are always terrible.
I don't think
you can visit a nudist colony and just be dressed, can you?
No, I think that clothes are prohibited.
Yeah, I think you have to be.
But he did have a cell phone, huh?
Apparently.
He was wearing a fanny pack.
Where did he keep it?
Fanny pack. Yeah.
You have to wear it to, you have to wear it to the side like a holster.
Right, so you don't hide anything.
Yeah, you don't hide anything. That would be cheating to have your.
Or maybe you want to hide it. I don't know.
Not if you're in a nudist colony. By the way, you ever notice the word colony? You got your leper colony, your nudist colony, and your ant colony. That's pretty much it.
Swiss colony.
Oh, there you go. What is that? No. That's a hot chocolate.
Wine. No, wine, I think.
Are they cheese?
Cheese.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't want to be seeing cheese at a nudist colony.
We'll all be a colony once the Martians come.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Sure. Oh, yeah. We'll just be energy for them. We'll be in fields of
cheese.
Oh, yeah. We'll just have plugs in our back as we walk around.
The Matrix is real. Okay.
Hey, Dolores, you might want to wipe that down. Okay, we're going to. Once again, Drew Hastings will no longer be the mayor of Hillsborough, Ohio. When you were first elected, you ended up on The Tonight Show. With
Tonight
Jay Leno.
Show. Yep, was on there with Jay, and he got a subscription to our local newspaper, and he emailed us a few times.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He did. That's cool. Now, you're writing a book about your time in office, and you're also writing another book.
Mm-hmm.
What's that one called?
Well, that one's memoir, and that one's that's actually a prequel to the mayor book. So the mayor book comes out, and then the prequel.
Okay.
Yeah, do it like a movie. I figure latch on to that whole Star Wars thing and maybe I'll sell.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Okay. Yeah. You also have a brand new baby.
Brand new baby squealing with delight.
And you are a man of a certain age.
I'm a man of a certain age.
You have a baby and Social Security.
Baby and Social Security, yes.
At the same time.
But I will tell you, and I just found this, okay, I have to tell you, so they told me I should get a CPAP machine. I don't know if you know what this thing is, but it's horrible.
This is the breathing device?
Yes. Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you, you wake up in the middle of the night and you think you have one of those alien things on you from the Alien movie. And you tear it off and you scream. But anyway, I don't hardly ever wear it. But my wife tells me to wear it because, as it turns out, she just considers it white noise for the baby in her. So I'm really like the alien things.
Yeah.
She's just using me as a surrogate. I'm just a 6'6" white noise machine with the CPAP on.
Yeah.
But I hate the thing. It's like, I can't. I feel like I'm in hospice. Ah, I've only got a week. Seriously.
You look like you're a fighter pilot with the.
Yeah, a fighter pilot with 3 days left.
Yeah.
No, spiraling down.
The thing covers your nose and your mouth, right?
Yeah, it's bizarre. I can't.
Have you taken it through TSA yet?
No, I would never bother traveling with it. No, like if I'm on the road, you know, like here, I snore the hell I want. I don't care.
So does this prevent you from snoring?
Yes, it does. But I just don't. I don't want to wear it.
No, I don't want to get too personal.
Does anybody here ever use one of those?
No.
But have you ever left it on during an intimate moment? Just as kind of a role playing thing.
What? Like,
you go
playing fighter pilot.
Hey, baby, it's me, Steve Canyon.
No,
Steve Canyon.
No, it's
Steve Canyon.
Steve Canyon.
Only from this show.
No, who is it?
You are my bitch.
Who's Steve Canyon?
Who's Steve?
Wasn't he an old toy or something?
Oh, Steve Canyon
was in something called a newspaper in the Sunday Funnies.
Oh,
okay. Wasn't he the Air Force guy though? Steve Canyon.
I don't really remember.
Well, and you know who was from Hillsborough? Milton Caniff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cartoonist.
That's right. Big cartoonist.
Is he Dick Tracy?
No.
Caniff? No. Who did he? What? Who did he?
Chester draw? Gould.
What am I doing? I'm getting sucked into this.
Oh boy, I just like the Timber Toes.
Goofins and Gallant.
That's right.
Is that who? Is that which one he was?
Milton Caniff.
Terry and the Pirates, wasn't he?
That's it. He's Terry and the Pirates.
Terry and the Pirates.
Don't remember that either.
He also did Steve, like his previous script.
Oh, he did Steve Canyon. Very good.
Jess, do you know anything we're talking about right now?
I don't.
Wait a minute. Oh, my gosh. Born Hillsborough, Ohio. Do you have like a big plaque for him?
Do you think he was lying?
Yeah.
Why would he lie about Milton Caniff?
Died in 1988, aged 81.
Oh, wow.
Live a long time over in Hillsborough.
He also did Dicky Dare.
Boy, that sounds
like a game you play alone with a blender.
Yeah.
Jess thinks Terry and the Pirates sounds like an 80s band.
Sure.
It does.
Terry and the Pirates.
You went real deep then.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.